Besides, he thought a bit grimly, I suspect there's a very good reason Caleb has been so enthusiastically encouraging the construction of so many of those damned long-range privateer schooners and even letting them buy the new cannons. Once the supply of victims runs out, all of those hulls will be available for his navy to snap up as anti-privateer cruisers, won't they? Their owners will be eager to dispose of them for a song once they've hunted out everyone else's merchant traffic. They may be fast, but there's no way a typical privateer is going to have the cargo capacity for a suitable bulk carrier, whatever they do, so the owners will be under a lot of pressure to dispose of them. I bet they'll settle for a tenth piece on the mark of their original prices, and the Navy's the most logical customer. Which means Caleb didn't have to pay the cost of their artillery out of pocket, much less their entire hulls, to provide himself with dozens, maybe even hundreds, of light naval cruisers. Talk about making war pay for itself. The thought twitched his lips in a hint of a sour smile of bitter admiration. From Clinton's irate snort, however, it was evident that he remained unimpressed by the importance or relevance of Maguire's report.
Pouncing on a few merchant ships may be irritating, but it's scarcely likely to pose any sort of true danger, he said dismissively, as if determined to illustrate that very point. And whatever your reports may seem to indicate, not even heretics could put their accursed new weapons on hundreds of privateers this quickly. No doubt people are panicking and exaggerating wildly.
Maguire started to open his mouth, but Ducairn raised one hand in a courteous gesture and turned toward the Grand Inquisitor. First, Zaspar, he said, no one is saying all of the privateers have the new guns. Most Carizian merchant galleons have always carried at least a few guns, if only to discourage pirates, and it doesn't take a lot of firepower to force a merchant ship to heave to and surrender. So the old-style artillery is probably all the vast majority of them need. And it's not as if the old-style guns are particularly hard for them to come by these days. God knows there's plenty of them lying around in Corris after Darko Sound. Clinton glowered at him, but Ducairn met his gaze calmly until, finally, the Grand Inquisitor gave a grumpy, irritated nod. Secondly, he continued then, if it were only a few merchant ships, you might be right about how important the losses are. But it isn't a few, and Elaine is perfectly correct to be concerned over the potential consequences. Clinton's face tightened, but Ducairn had emerged as the Group of Four's internal peacemaker, and the beefy Inquisitor made himself nod a second time, however little he wanted to.
You were saying, Elaine? Ducairn invited.
I was saying that according to Fern's report, the Dalaran merchant fleet has taken extremely heavy losses. Apparently these damned privateers are operating virtually at will, despite the fact that they're thousands of miles from any Carizian port. They seem to be everywhere in the Gulf, including Hanky Sound and apparently Shwe Bay as well. Losses are so heavy, insurance rates have gone sky high. And even with insurance, many owners are refusing to allow their vessels to put to sea at all. From what the Duke has to say, the kingdom's maritime commerce has effectively come to a halt.
So?
Clinton's voice was at least moderately courteous this time, Ducairn noted, and the Inquisitor shrugged heavy shoulders.
With all due respect, Elaine, and fully admitting that the impact for Dalar may be significant, I fail to see what's so immediately threatening about the situation. We always knew that once these damnable heretics started raiding, the consequences were going to be severe for everyone else's merchant fleets.
The point, Zaspar, Ducairn said, is that the damage is being far worse than we originally anticipated. Despite what I just said, Elaine is quite right that many of these privateers appear to be purpose-built vessels, armed with the best Carizian artillery. Artillery, I remind you, we still haven't managed to duplicate for our own vessels. I'm Mother Church's Treasurer General.
I know how expensive our rearming program is being, which means I also have at least a feel for the sort of investment the Carisians must be making to produce the quantities of artillery their own fleet requires. Yet, despite his navy's own obvious requirement for more and more guns, Caleb is permitting privateers access to them. That indicates just how high a priority he and his advisers must place on those privateers' operations. And again, speaking as Mother Church's Treasurer-General, I may have a better grasp of some of the indirect consequences than you do.
So enlighten us, Clinton invited in a half-growl.
Elaine is probably in a better position than I am to address the consequences for our building programs, Ducairn said, but I already know Carisian attacks have been more than a minor irritation where they're concerned. Many of the items required for the construction of our new galleys are normally transported by sea, Jasper. Spars, masts, timbers, artillery, anchors, anything that's heavy or massive or simply big and can't be supplied in the immediate vicinity of the shipyards themselves has to be freighted in. And attempting to haul loads like that overland, even when an overland route is available, is a nightmare. If they can't be shipped by sea, costs are going to rise sky high, and construction times are going to become far longer.